go up to the mountain of the Lord.
The following program is a rebroadcast from the archives of the best of Messianic Minutes.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chavarim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. For several weeks, we've been really focusing on the Feast of Tabernacles and how Jesus and how God, through Jesus, used it to bring together the dedication of Solomon's temple at the feast, along with the promises that Jesus made 2,000 years ago, right after the Feast of Tabernacles, and in saying rivers of living water would flow forth from those of us who believe in him. And seeing how that's a fulfillment of God's promise to heal the land. Well, golly, this land needs to be healed. And Ted, sometimes, often, we don't even know we're letting the rivers of spiritual water, living water, flow forth from us. We're just by being obedient to God, other things happen.
Yeah, and Jesus said at the Feast of Tabernacles, out of your bellies will flow rivers of living water, the water from the libation ceremonies, the lights from the dedication ceremonies. They're nice, but what you really need to do is be the light of life and allow those waters to flow through you. And Jeff, you just have a real fresh example of those waters flowing through you.
Yeah, in a way, the idea being that when we follow God, we sometimes do things and we're not sure why we're doing them, but they're by his guidance, by the Holy Spirit.
Because you've humbled yourself, you've prayed, you've sought God, you've turned from your wicked ways, and now God's going to heal you, but out of that healing of you is going to flow rivers of living water.
Now, this is a little bit abstract from that, but watch. This is so neat, friends. I'm just excited about it. I'm flying out to Michigan, and to get my boarding pass on the internet before I left, I'll go to the website, and I said, oh, let me just check the seats again to see, because I knew I had a window seat. I'm a window seat fanatic. I knew I had a window seat on one of the several flights I was on, and I looked at it, and there was one seat left on the whole flight that wasn't occupied. That was different from the seat I was in, a window seat, one row back on the next side. And I didn't know why, but I said, you know, I'm going to take that other seat. And I switched from the seat I had at the window on the right side of the plane to the left side of the plane. And I didn't know, after I did it, I said, gee, why'd I do that? Oh, well, I did it. Now, I'm in the plane, and I look over, and I said, oh, I wonder who's going to sit in the seat that I gave up. The flight was full. I wonder who's going to sit in the seat that I gave up. And I look over there because it's one row up on the other side, and I see a woman on the aisle, and there's nobody sitting in the window seat. And I said, oh, golly, nobody even sat there. How do you like that? I looked again. There's a little girl sitting there. And right away, I realized, a little girl? Wow. I wonder if she's with a chaperone or something. So I leaned forward and tapped the woman on the shoulder. And I said, excuse me, I was sitting in that seat, but I gave it up when I boarded, and I'm just wondering, how did you this? And she looked at me, she said, we were praying that God would allow me to sit next to my granddaughter on this flight. And the chill went down my spine, and I said, glory to God. And she said, hallelujah. And so she got to sit next to her. And I didn't know why I did it. Rivers of living water flowing. I didn't know that I did it. I just had an unction from God. I didn't even know it was an unction from God. I had an unction. It was God. We get to the airport in Chicago, which was my transfer point. And this is neat because those of us who are listening on WJCS in Allentown will really get a kick out of this. And I walk over to the family standing there, and I said, well, hi. She said, oh, there's that man who gave us a seat, and we hugged. And I said, who's with you? And she said, here, my husband. And I hugged this guy, and he said, my name is Rob. And I stepped back and looked at him. It was Rob Vaughn. Now, the people in Allentown will understand this. Rob Vaughn is the anchor of Channel 69 News in Allentown. And, of course, I spent years of my life in broadcasting, and it was just an amazing combination. And we all glorified God standing there in O'Hare Airport.
Amen. Amen. Friends, we're Messianic Minutes. If you have a story, how you've humbled yourself, you've prayed, you've gotten right with God, rivers of living water flowed from you, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. MessianicMinutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Of the God of Jacob.